don't stop, can't stop.
Carnell.
I want it. Can't stop, won't stop. Yes,
Carnell.
Love it. Don't stop, can't stop.
Carnell.
Yes, Dad.
What, cut off that damn TV show watching that ignorant ass shit? Got you messing up your homework, damn mixture show niggas. Making black folks look like damn fools. Talking about I love it. If it was your damn timetables, would you love that? How about loving some long division, nigga? Can't stop, won't stop bringing these damn L's home on your fucking report card. And somebody get the damn phone. Damn, I pay the bills. Can somebody at least answer the phone?
Then I got it. Hello? It's for you.
Hello?
Yo, what's happening, fam? Welcome to the Span Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Span, and this is episode number 6 of the report. Now, as always, this show does contain a lot of adult language, so apply those parental skills accordingly, please. Because if I see one more video on YouTube with a 3-year-old saying shit, damn, and motherfucker, I think my head's going to explode. Please help me keep my sanity. Thank you. Now, if you're already listening, you probably already know how to get to the show. But for those of you who are new to the show or listening from a friend's iPod or a Facebook page, you can find this show on iTunes in the podcast section. Just search up the Span Report podcast and subscribe. It's free. I ain't even asking for no money. Yet. Or you can go to thespanreport.podomatic.com and get the show there. And I'm going through some changes with thespanreport.com, but pretty soon you'll be able to get everything right there on that site as well. All the podcasts, all of my YouTube videos, and some of the music playlists I put together that I think you guys would enjoy. That's all coming to thespanreport.com, and I'm still working on that Span Report podcast Android app, so bear with me. It's a lot of stuff going on this end. Now, of course, if you want to reach out to the show and let me know what's on your mind, you can send me an email to the show. That's thespanpodcast@gmail.com. That's thespanpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can call me on the hotline and leave me a message to respond to right here on the show. The number to the hotline is area code 313-288-0485. That's 313-288-0485. So definitely use these avenues to reach out to me so that in return, I can reach out to you, all right? Now, I know it's been a minute between episodes, and for that, I do apologize, people. And I won't be giving you guys any excuses other than sometimes life just gets in the way. Your boy got another job, so I've been kind of working around that and getting things together with that, and I may have to move. So I've been dealing with that. Plus, I've been playing that Mass Effect 2 shit, and it's kind of got me hooked right now. Anybody who's played it would know what I'm talking about. But in today's show, we got Tyler Perry and Spike Lee's beef to talk about. Antoine Dotson got his ass arrested. The rapper Lil B came out of the closet, somewhat. And I'm going to look into this whole trend of hyphenated last names. We gonna talk about this new book that I got coming out pretty soon. Your boy been writing some stuff down, so I might be selling your, you know, be looking out for that. And later on in the show, I'm going to respond to an email that I got that led to the naming of this particular episode. And as always, the R&B and hip-hop we should be hearing on the radio any damn way. So let's get right into this, fam. Real talk, all the time, on the Span Report Podcast.
Yeah, I've been waiting to tell them about this country shit. I'ma learn you. You ready? Tell you about these old school Chevys, Cadillacs, SS Impalas. If you smoking, then we got more sacks than Troy Polamalu. Yo, partners want some totas, my partners want some keys. In Atlanta, we get that paper. Can you haters say cheese? 10,000 watt amps, 6 15 inch kickers. My trunk bumping like an injected ass. Shots like a stripper. No insurance on these whips. Tags all outdated. I might not be shit to you, but my mama.
Tell you about this super fly, dirty, dirty, third coat, muddy water, shout it, pop that pussy if you wanna. Let me tell crooked letter hoe. Well, you know, do it better, folk. Pull up, high by, clean. In my old school time up, sheen. Keep a parachute for this altitude. Cause when you're riding this high, make it hard to breathe. Mayday, holler not payday. Knocking pictures off the wall when I creep. Pros get wet as fuck when I speak. Southern draw, that's just the way it be. Heavy like sumo, numero uno. Pouring up brown, she sipping on Nuvo. Pivot so cold, never trick on a hoe out of space with the flow. Like I'm living on Pluto. You know, bitch, I'm UGK influence.
Slow it down.
Top, top, and screw it. For the folk in Texas that forever wrecking with the styrofoam cup and the purple fluid. Return of forever, I thought you knew it. Country shit, that's all I see. That's all I know. That's all I feel. That's all I am. That's all I be. This country.
Supply, duddy, duddy, third coat. Muddy water, shout it, pop that pussy if you wanna. Let me tell you about this old school blowing lean. Candy, yes, and collard greens. Pocket full of stone, ride clean. Let me tell you about this country shit. Country, country shit. Let me tell you about this country shit. Country, country shit. Let me tell you about this country shit. Country, country shit. Let me tell you about this country shit. Country, country shit. Country, country shit.
Candy, candy, painted like Ritz. Sitting no 24s of old. Pull up on the scene in a Mackie, bitch. It ain't hard to tell, I suppose she chose to send over the clothes. The wigs and shoes, this Charlie Sheen pimpin' too big to lose. Roll with trues and keep girls in twos. Boy, you must have heard wrong, why you been confused? See, I'm the big brother of Sweet James. I know all about these street games. What the trick gon' pay, the chick gon' say, so she can't lie about what she bring. I'm certified like USDA. Represent Texas, straight up IPA. Graduated school of hard knocks with a BA. Right under the nose of the vice of the DA. Anything we say, take it as law, nigga. When I'm in the booth, no rubber, I'm raw, nigga. Talk down, get busted, your jaw, nigga. Like I'm your pal, go run, tell your mouth, nigga. No flaw, nigga, 100% old school, no glance, out some under the 10. Ask anybody here who running this shit, finish big butt ass bitch.
Let me tell you about this super fly, duddy, duddy, third coat. Muddy water, shout it, pop that pussy if you wanna. Let me tell you about this old school, blowing lean. Candy, yes, and collard greens. Pocket full of stone, ride clean. Let me tell you about this country shit. Country, country shit. Let me tell you about this.
Yeah, man. If you ain't already heard of him, then damn it, you will. Trust me. That was Big Crit with the Country Shit remix featuring Ludacris and Bun B off of Crit's Return of Forever mixtape. So definitely go cop that joint. He's giving it away for the low, low price of absolutely nothing on his returnofforever.com website. And it don't get no better than free, right? Support that real hip-hop, fam. But of course, with all things in hip-hop, there are some artists you would love to see come up and get the recognition that they're due, like Big Crit, and then there are others that you just can't wait to see go the fuck away. And the artist in question here is this Lil B character. Now, for those of you who are unaware, Lil B plans on releasing an album called I'm Gay. And he says it's because he wants to support the gay and lesbian community. Now, I first came across this story on the Huffington Post, and reading the things he said he was going through, I was like, damn. Even though I think he sucks ass as an artist, I applaud him for standing up against the homophobia being lobbed his way. But then I heard the audio of what he said, and well, I'll just let you hear it for yourself before I say any more.
And 100 years later, people gonna thank me because, you know, people gonna be free. And that's the main thing. You know, even if it's 1% of the people that listen to this, that listen to me, and they're gonna be free, that's better than none.
Right.
That's better than not speaking up at all, I'll tell you that. And I spoke up and I did it. And I don't regret it. And I tell you like this, man, if I have any death threats, you know, I have death threats, and you know, I've seen
death threats for this?
Yeah, definitely. You know, people have been hitting me up like, man, I'm gonna bash your head in, I'm gonna kill you.
On Twitter?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, people crazy. Yeah, people have been saying I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna bash your head in, we hate. And you know what? I'm going to keep going, brother, and I'm going to keep pushing for the human rights and for people to be happy and the people to speak. And you know what? I'm not going to stop, and I'm not scared of anybody on earth, bro. I tell you that. That's why I did it. And nobody's going to stop me, my brother.
I don't believe him. I don't. I'm sorry. I think this dude is completely full of shit. I found it kind of odd how he wanted to place himself as a martyr when he began that interview with 100 years from now, people are going to be thanking me. Which to me just seemed like he was making it more about himself and his self-satisfaction about his supposed support of the gay and lesbian community than just actually supporting the gay and lesbian community. I always have my antennas up for those who say they want to help, but they want the public pat on the back for doing what they should probably be doing anyway. That's my first issue. Secondly, I don't know if you caught it, but when he started talking about receiving death threats, he started it by saying, if I get any death threats, and then changed it up real quick to say that he had been receiving death threats after the interviewer asked if he had in fact received those threats, which kind of leads me to believe that he never really got any at all. To me, it just seemed like this cat was lying. Now, that's not to say that in hip hop that homophobia is not rampant, which is ironic considering all the homoerotic images that hip hop seems to promote. From the dudes wearing their pants off their ass or parading in a video with a bunch of other dudes with no shirt on, to the images of two girls grinding on each other and damn near making out for the sake of being in a video from some one-hit wonder we'll probably never hear from again. So I'm not denying that homophobia is a problem in hip-hop, because it is. But the messenger here in this instance with me has no credibility. It seems to me that he, along with many others before him, are trying to create some buzz about his upcoming project. And what better way is there to do that than to come up with a controversial title to an album that most people wouldn't give a damn about before they heard the name of it, and then claim that you've been receiving death threats because of the name? You got no credibility, dude. We've heard your music. We've seen and heard you make ridiculous comments before. We've heard you proclaim yourself to be God in your music and a whole lot of other whacked out shit. I don't believe you, B. The problem here is the messenger. I would believe this more if it came from an artist that I respected and they didn't need gimmicks to be heard. A Talib Kweli or a Black Thought, for example. But to me, it just seems like this is one way for Lil B to grab some attention and sell more albums. Not that he gives a shit about helping the gay and lesbian community. It's almost like how Democrats make minorities think that they're really looking out for them, and how Republicans make poor white folks think that they have their best interests at heart when really they're just looking to get reelected. Is the homophobia rampant in hip-hop? Yeah, of course there is. Is Lil B a victim of it, though? I highly doubt it. That's just me, though. Call me a cynic. Call me an asshole. But that's just how I feel about it. We're coming up on the next musical break, though. But when I get back, we still got Tyler Perry and Spike Lee's beef to talk about. Antoine Dotson is in the news again for some more dumb shit. My new career as an author and plenty more show. So stick around. That's good music right there, man. That last song was called Let Love by Reese, spelled R-E-S. And that comes off of her How I Do album, so definitely go check that out if and when you get a chance. A friend of mine put me on to her a couple weeks ago, and I'm glad she did. One more deserving artist who we need to hear more from. You know, sometimes I catch a little flack from my people that know me personally about my choices in music. I'm always looking for some new shit or listening to whatever is not being played 80 times a day on the fucking radio. Hell, just this weekend I was at a car party and offered to let them see my iPod with a few genius playlists on it that the iTunes had put together, only to be told no. Because the previous day, I was listening to some Frank Ocean and obviously the music went right over their heads. Instead, they opted to play Gucci Mane. And I swear I almost wanted to take the Glock to my own damn head listening to that shit, man. But you know, these debates don't just revolve around the music. You can get the same heated discussion when talking about movie directors in the black community nowadays. And right now, Tyler Perry got everybody talking. When asked in a press junket about the criticisms of his films, most notably what Spike Lee had said a couple years ago about his movies portraying coonery and buffoonery, Tyler went off and said that Spike and his critics can go to hell. Here, check this out.
I'm gonna punch the hell out of you. Say something else.
That is my answer to Spike Lee. Go to hell. Go.
I'm gonna punch the hell out of you. Say something else.
Let me just say this about Spike or anybody else, or all the critics, anybody else. You know, it's only black people that do this to each other. I've never seen Jewish people complaining about Seinfeld. I've never seen Italian people complaining about The Sopranos. It's only us as Negroes that do this to each other. And I can't fix it. Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois did it. You know, Langston Hughes said that Zora Neale Hurston was a new version of the darky. This woman wrote Their Eyes Are Watching God. She spoke from a Southern point of view. Here Langston is in New York with his Harlem slickness, and he couldn't understand it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. I speak from the South. People love it. Why in the hell would I sit here worried about Spike Lee?
You know something? I'm almost offended that this dude would try to insult our intelligence the way he just did right there. And I have a few issues with what he said. Now, of course, I've already put it out there that I'm extremely cynical, so the cynic in me just couldn't help but notice that Tyler Perry waited damn near 3 years and after he had a new Madea movie to sell us before he would directly address what Spike Lee said about his films. And let's not act like Spike was alone in his assessment of Tyler Perry movies. He was just the first person of prominence to say what a lot of people already felt. Let's just get that out of the way right now. Now, outside of that, he goes on to say that black folks are the only one that do this. That he's never seen Italians mad at The Sopranos or Jews mad at Seinfeld. Apparently, Tyler wasn't looking too hard, because back as early as 1999, there was a group called the National Italian American Foundation that openly called for the cancellation of The Sopranos. The chairman of that group, a fellow by the name of Frank Guarini, said, and wait, let me quote him real quick, that The Sopranos is a terrible stereotyping and unfair portrayal of Italian American families. You know, there was another group called the Order of the Sons of Italy in America, and they called The Sopranos, and let me quote them, an unreal picture of the Italian-American family that was damaging to the self-image of Italian-American children. And we're not going to even talk about the Italians from the Jersey, you know, from New Jersey who can't stand them Jersey Shore motherfuckers. Now, as far as Jews being mad at their portrayal in the sitcom Seinfeld, guess what? The only Jewish characters in that sitcom were Seinfeld himself and his parents. The rest of the cast were not cast as Jewish characters. So what the hell would the Jews have to protest about? Sure, the actors themselves may have in fact been Jewish, but their religion was never really the focal point of that show. So to say that black people are the only ones who critique each other in our portrayal of in pop culture is not only wrong, it's fucking insulting. He goes on to try to draw a parallel between himself and Zora Neale Hurston and the creative differences that she and Langston Hughes had, trying to make it like it was a North versus South thing, when there are plenty of people from the South that don't like Perry's work just as much as there are those in the North that don't like it either. And Perry's work is nowhere near on the level of a Zora Neale Hurston. I couldn't even believe he tried to make that fucking parallel. Now, for those of you who enjoy Tyler Perry films, more power to you. You like what you like, and I like what I like. But that doesn't mean that those of us who aren't particularly fans of the work of Tyler Perry can't give an honest opinion of his work. And it's a shame that instead of actually listening to some of the concerns from people coming from his own damn community, he calls them haters pretty much and dismisses criticism that could actually help him grow as an artist. Seems like Tyler likes to surround himself with people that's not only going to keep his money in his pocket, you know, black churchgoers and women primarily, but unless you're kissing his man's ass and telling him what he wants to hear, he really has no use for you. Hell, that's almost a parallel with hip-hop. Too many mainstream artists putting out bullshit music and everybody around them is telling them this shit is hot, when artistically, they could do a hell of a lot better. And the fact that it sells also gives them no reason to grow as an artist. Many people bring up the fact that his films regularly win at the box office as if that somehow solidifies his artistic prowess. But you know what? Crack sold a hell of a lot when it first came out too. And how good was that shit for the community overall? Just because it's making money doesn't necessarily make it good. Tyler, if your own people can't talk to you about what you could do to be better with your projects, then who the hell can? Everybody that don't like Tyler Perry films aren't doing it because they're hating. Some of us would actually like to see the brother grow, not just monetarily, but artistically as well. And telling those people to go to hell just shows a lot of us that you ain't really ready for growth. But you know, we're coming up on the next musical break. When I get back, we still got Antoine Dawson's Jailbird Ass to talk about, the new book that I got coming out, and plenty more shows. So stick around.
Ebony, I swear solemnly that I forever rock steadily. People wanna know where Malik, he right next to me, the weaponry, the secret recipe, hard to peep this deep shit, shows I eat with contaminated thoughts I walk the street with. I bayonet cassettes and chop beats with this Olympic lyricism you can't compete with. Globe traveling, throwing your verse like a javelin, things fall apart and MCs unraveling. Backstage whispering to management like, change the order, it's no way that we can rock after them. My man swore to throw like, what's happening? From the latest high is the roots back again. Your crew practicing a cash just natural blend. They packages read care when handling this old sore shit. Batteries not included with. Matter of fact, your whole front's a reenactment. I blow your bossy ass into fragments. P5D, the New Testament. Mike Specialist, what? Yeah, 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 yeah. Black Door, I represent the Pimp Dynasty. Lyrical Click, 100% Dundee. Malik B, I represent the P5D. Guerrilla Click, 100% Dundee. Black Door, I represent the Pimp Dynasty. Lyrical Click, 100% Dundee. Malik B, I represent the P5D. Guerrilla Click, 100% Dundee. Emilla Ella, Tan Tan, Pong Cock, ready to rock while I'm out in the clouds. Seeps out all through your block, watch it don't play the cup. But what? Could get shice, got the personality, name tried. Ready to heist, smash and grab, snatch the ice. Crush your mental device. Thought twice, should've thought once. Got played for the dunce. Dialogues, I'm out of rate. Cool out, we out of state. Just blending in the gray. Give me room to ventilate. Most niggas is fraudulent. The rap sergeant barging through your regiment. Call your president. Hitting all targets, cause it's a cause that's lost. Betraying the killers when they probably Teddy Ruxpin saw. Dropping tears to steal. Two drops up in the bucket. Facing three hots and a cop say, yo, fuck it. If I get abducted, trapped up in the belly. Whack up my celly, getting on like Dawn Stelly. You know the dilly on the deli and the grin it up. If I said you got a bend in your kite, then send it up. We press up on your corner with windows that send it up. Lay our props face down on the ground and give it up. Face on the ground and give it up.
Yo, yo, Black Thought, I represent the Fifth Dynasty. Lyrical Click, 100% Dundee. Malik B, I represent the P5D. Guerrilla Click, 100% Dundee. Black Thought, I represent the Fifth Dynasty. Lyrical Click, 100% Dundee. Malik B, I represent the P5D. Guerrilla Click, 100% Dundee.
Why you pose for pictures? I'm the invisible enigma. Down low, scope you off the roof like the fiddler. Cage you up in a vocal booth, you're held prisoner. Watch while I'm banging out this hot shit from Sigma. Del PA live without a DJ, and it's been that way since Sergio Valente. Yo, the roots holding it down is all you can say. Plus the Black Thor MC professionally. Push pen to paper like Chino Archibe. Thumping, what was your assumption? I lace your function, make it a Black Thor production. Word up, I'm on something. Stella, hold all calls, I'm going blunting. Travel light and broadcast via satellite. Illa Fifth Dynamite, lyrically calculus, and it's arithmetic, hip hop metropolis. But loyal fiends copping this hot shit. You know what I'm saying? Hot shit, what up? In the fifth, hot shit, yeah.
Black Thought, I represent the Fifth Dynasty. Lyrical Click, 100% Dundee.
Malik B, I represent the P5D. Gorilla Click, 100% Dundee.
Black Thought, I represent the Fifth Dynasty. Lyrical Click, 100% Dundee.
Malik B, I represent the P5D. Gorilla Click, 100% Dundee.
Yo, that shit right there is over 12 years old and it's still hot. Good music is timeless, people. That was The Roots with 100% Dundee off of their Things Fall Apart album. And if you ain't already got it, go get that shit, alright? Now, earlier in the show, I told you guys that I had gotten a new job. And it's been taking up a lot of my time lately, which is part of the reason why this podcast has been so long in the making. But I took on a new medium, and I plan on cashing in on this shit, too. I'm coming out with a new book. I'm getting things set up so you can put in your pre-orders in on Amazon.com and Borders and wherever the hell else you get your books from. Now, my new book will be a combination of relationship advice slash cookbook slash self-help and motivational work to help you become a better you. And the title for the book will be Shit You Should Already Know. And I'm still working on trying to get Common Sense to write the foreword to the book, so just bear with it, brother. Selling books is where it's at right now, man. It's a whole lot of people making money on these gullible motherfuckers out here and shit. Why can't I? I mean, shit, Steve Harvey's twice divorced ass could probably tell you how to get married to a dude, but he sure as hell can't teach you how to keep one. Ask the two chicks that he got divorced from how that shit worked out for them. You know, Tyrese has even become a self-help guru. I want to get out of my own way and make some money saying absolutely nothing. I mean, he's shown me the way, and now I'm on my way to making millions and getting on the New York Times bestseller list. Let's see who else I'm in competition with now, though. Royce. Royce from the Basketball Hole. She got a book out loosely based on her life. I think she calls that shit College Girl or some shit like that. I don't know. Whatever the fuck. And even the first, you know, out of Lil Wayne's harem of baby mamas, she coming out with a book to coincide with the launch of her new BET reality show. I mean, who wouldn't want advice from Antonia? So I figure if you guys want to spend some money to get some advice, hell, why not give me that money? You got more of a connection with me than any of these other motherfuckers. And I got to get in on this gimmick while the getting is good. So I got advice for everybody. Now check it. For the ladies that don't want their man to cheat, this is what you need to do. Suck his dick every day and make him a sandwich. He ain't going nowhere. For those of you that's seeking to become millionaires, but the quick way ain't particularly working out for you, how about this? Stop spending money on shit you can't afford and open up a savings account. Oh, and for those of you who want to lose weight, the extra mayo and the double quarter pounder ain't helping in the love handles department. And take a slice of cheese off of that sandwich too. Now, you can find all of this and many more gems in The Shit You Should Already Know by Mr. Spam. And the first 5 pre-orders of the book will get an autographed copy from me. Well, maybe not autograph, but I might stamp that shit and make it look like my autograph. I mean, I want to help, so help me help you. Now, of course, good advice like this don't come cheap. It's 500 pages of good common sense for the low, low price of $39.95. Just go to DamnI'mPathetic.com and pick up your copy before everybody else gets theirs, all right? But while I'm speaking on spending money, apparently the money that Antoine Dodson has been pulling in lately has been going towards the weed man and not to that private investigator he could have hired to find that rapist in Lincoln Park that he promised to find. Did anybody see this dude's mugshot? Is it me or did he look like one of the Who's from Whoville from The Grinch Who Stole Christmas? I mean, I'm just asking. Now, I must admit, I'm amazed at this dude's continued relevance in pop culture and how he managed to turn something as serious as a supposed attempt at rape on his sister into a running joke for months on end. From his appearances on TV shows like George Lopez to Judge Alex to coming out with a sex offender Android and iPhone app wearing the same clothes he had on when he burst onto the national scene. This guy has had the longest stretch of 15 minutes of fame than anybody in the history of pop culture. Maybe not. But we do know one thing. Antoine is out getting high, and we know damn well why he's getting high. He really ain't looking for that rapist in Lincoln Park. That's for damn sure. Maybe with this arrest, he'll change his name to something different. Try to extend his 15 minutes a little more or something. Maybe something like Antoine Dodson Douglas or something like that. You know, something to that effect. He could jump on his hyphenated last name trend. See where that's taking him. You know, see where that takes him, you know. Now, I'm noticing more and more people walking around with at least 2 last names lately. I don't want to say it started with Hillary Rodham Clinton because it didn't, but I'm sure as hell sure that she kind of helped make it popular. My only question with the hyphenated last names is what it means for the children. I mean, think about it. Say your child has a hyphenated last name, and then they get with somebody else who got a hyphenated last name, and neither one want to give up their last names. So does the woman now take on two more last names on top of the two she already got for the sake of not losing her quote-unquote identity? Can you imagine trying to fill out a damn job application with four fucking last names? Hell, not just that. Can you imagine trying to take a test in school where you have to fill in the bubbles and write your name in the Scantron when your name won't fit because you got like eight of them motherfuckers? I mean, I can see it now. Dr. Lawrence Smith Johnson Jenkins Jackson. Can you imagine what those family reunion t-shirts is going to look like in 20 years? I'm just saying. But you know, we're coming up on the next musical break. But when I return, I'm going to respond to an email that was sent my way that resulted in the title of this episode. And later on, we got the weird news to get to, and we're going to wrap up the show. So stick around.
I believe Jehovah's Jireh. I believe there's heaven. I believe in war. I believe a woman's temple gives her the right to choose, but baby, don't abort. I believe that marriage isn't between a man and woman, but between love and love. And I believe you when you say that you've lost all faith, but you must believe in something, something, something. You gotta believe in something, something.
Man, my wives won't ask me why, 'cause I just don't believe we're wicked. I know that we sin, but I do believe we try. We all try, the girls try, the boys try, women try, men try, you and I try, try, we all try.
I don't believe in time travel. I don't believe our nation's flag is on the moon. I don't believe our lives are simple. And I don't believe the show, this is interlude. I don't believe my hands are cleanly. Can't believe that you would let me touch your heart. She didn't believe me when I said that I lost my faith. You must believe in something, something, something.
Good music by yet another artist whom we definitely need to hear more from. That was Frank Ocean with We All Try off of his Nostalgia Ultra mixtape. So check that out if and when you get a chance, as always. And that song actually kind of helps me segue into an email I got from this guy who's, he signed off on his email with the name of A. James. Now, I told all of you guys before that I am a Freemason. It's never been a secret. I got about 8 videos on YouTube actually discussing my involvement with Freemasonry and how Freemasonry doesn't conflict with my religion. Now, I know listening to this podcast, there's nothing on here that would lead you to believe that I'm a Christian, with all the cursing and the subject matter that I got going on here. Nothing about this podcast makes you think of church, and nothing about this podcast will lead you to believe that I attend church regularly, because I don't. In this email from this A. James fella, kind of embodies some of the reasons why I still believe in God and I still believe in Jesus, but I choose to follow him in my own way. Now, if you feel like you want to fast forward through this, then go right on ahead. But this will be the first and only time that I address this on this show, and I'm done with it. So, James, I hope you're listening, all right? Let me read to you guys what this dude sent to me. Hello, Mr. Spam. My name is James, and I felt that I had to reach out to you and ask that you turn away from the path that Satan has led you on. I was watching a video of you on YouTube that you call I'm a Christian and I'm also a Freemason, and I just wanted you to know that there is no way that you can be both. You have to choose one or the other. A man cannot serve two masters, and it's my understanding that you call the head of your lodge's worshipful master. Do you really think that your worshipful master can save you from the wrath of the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns to establish his kingdom? Why are you worshiping some man who could just be a plumber or something? The Lord told us that we are not to swear oaths, and you Masons swear blood oaths all the time. How can you do what the Lord has told us directly not to do and then proclaim yourself to be Christian? Repent, Mr. Span. You can be forgiven for your transgressions against God. Stop praying to that Galto God of the Masons, because he is not the God of our Lord. And if you really are a Christian, you should know that. That Galto God that you pray to is none other than the devil. Don't you know that? You pray to the devil every time you pray to Galto. Many men have left Freemasonry and repented, Mr. Span. Just trust and believe in the Lord, and he can deliver you from the grips that Satan has over your soul right now. Get back to me if you ever need someone to pray with, because I would hate for you to lose your soul because you wanted to feel powerful by joining some secret society. God bless. A. James. Okay, and then this guy goes on to leave me a phone number for me to call. Now, let me first say that I get these kinds of messages all the time from Christians on YouTube concerning my videos about Freemasonry. But this is the first time that someone went to the extra step and emailed me from the podcast email address. So I'm kind of surprised because I haven't really been pumping this podcast on YouTube much at all. Now, I know a lot of conspiracy theory videos have been made on YouTube talking about certain pop stars being in the Illuminati and whatnot. And generally, Freemasonry gets rolled right into that little niche as well. There's a lot of misinformation out there concerning Freemasonry as it relates to Christianity, and I'll be the first to say that Freemasonry is partly to blame for that, and here's why. People who are not Freemasons tend to have a lot of questions about Freemasonry, and a lot of Masons, either from obligatory integrity, choose not to say much, or they aren't really sure what it is that they can tell you, so they say nothing either in that front. So, who does a person go to if they got questions about Masons and the Masons won't say nothing to them? They'll either go to those people that'll tell them anything, and generally, those people end up being religiously intolerant people, or people who just believe down to their core that Freemasons are up to no good. Now, this guy James, I'm not gonna say he's religiously intolerant, but I will say that he's grossly misinformed about what Freemasonry is, and he incorrectly uses scripture to prop up what he says. One of the first things he says is that you cannot serve two masters, and that we are, you know, we call the head of the lodge worshipful master. Now, he is correct that we do call the head of the lodge worshipful master. That is his title. But here's where it's good to have a dictionary handy, because the word worshipful does not mean someone to be worshipped. It means someone who is full of worship, hence worshipful. The term master, in the way that the Masons use it, it means someone who is qualified to teach apprentices. And you'll find that masters use a lot when it comes to teachers or someone who is very good at what they do. This is how you get terms like master carpenters and grand masters in martial arts, or even a master mason. These people have obtained enough knowledge that they are now qualified to teach it. No one worships the worshipful master in Freemasonry. Basically, the worshipful master is the president of the club. He holds his spot usually for about a year, and then elections come up again the next year, and someone else usually takes on the role of the worshipful master. And if you're in a smaller lodge for like a couple years, chances are you may end up in the worshipful master seat. And trust me, ain't nobody worshiping you because you're there. Now, he goes on to talk about the blood oaths of Freemasons, and he talks about Jesus' Sermon on the Mount where he says not to swear at all. But this is the problem with just pulling out one line of scripture and not giving the context of the entire story. Now, I'm not going to start reading scriptures to you, but just off the top of my head, I could think about right before Jesus was to be crucified and he was before the high priest, that they questioned Jesus repeatedly and he didn't answer them until he was put under an oath. I can point to you to many instances in the New Testament where Paul, who was actually a disciple of Jesus, was taking oaths repeatedly. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 23, Galatians chapter 1 verse 20, Romans chapter 1 verse 9, Philippians chapter 1 verse 8, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 5, and that's just off the top of my head. Jesus was condemning and taking a false oath, you know, the kind that you really don't mean. the ones that you do away with as soon as it becomes convenient. So if you come across some Freemasons that are so willing to give away the supposed secrets of Freemasonry, you have to wonder if their word really means anything, especially if they took on an obligation or what some of you would call an oath to not reveal those things to anybody that wasn't a Freemason. These things that I'm telling you ain't secrets. These are things that you could just look up if you actually took the time to do it. Now, this whole thing about praying to Gautu. Gautu is an acronym for Great Architect of the Universe. And since most of the symbology surrounding Freemasonry is centered around building things and the tools used to build, it goes right into the symbolism of building. If you believe in God, then you also believe that God designed everything on and in the earth. He's called that because not everybody who is a Freemason identifies themselves as a Christian. Although the vast majority of American Freemasons are, in fact, Christian, there are Muslims and some Hindu and whoever else, you know, believes in a higher being. So to me, when I pray a prayer, I'm not praying to Gautu, I'm praying to God. A Muslim brother would still be praying to Allah. Freemasonry doesn't have its own God. It's not a religion. It's not seeking to convert anybody. It doesn't have a theology. And if a damn sure ain't assuring somebody some salvation. And finally, I didn't join Freemasonry because I wanted to feel powerful. I joined because men I looked up to and respected were doing things for people around them, and they happened to be Freemasons, and I wanted to be a part of that. Being a Freemason hasn't stopped me from getting any traffic tickets. It ain't gotten me a job. It ain't helped me pull no women. It ain't stopped me from being arrested or any other of the perks you think comes with being a Freemason. And if I wanted to stop being a Freemason, you know how easy it is. Just stop paying dues. It's pretty much that simple. Now, I've addressed all of that, you know, just to say this to my Christian listeners, if you're still listening. I didn't grow up in the church, but I went to church plenty growing up. I fell asleep in the pews as a kid, just as many of you did. My grandmother and my mother used to give me and my brother 50 cents to put in the collection plate when it came around, and I'm sure your mothers probably did the same for y'all. I used to get embarrassed when my mother was the one that they always had to take downstairs because she always got a little bit happy in the pews, and I'm sure that's happened to some of y'all too. I've also felt spiritually convicted in the church, and of course some of y'all have too, preacher talking directly to you sometimes, right? I've experienced all of that. But as much as we share some of the same experiences, that doesn't make our lives carbon copies of one another. And for some of you who believe that your way is the only way to follow God, it's a bit more arrogance on your part. How many times have you heard a story told, and when you went to tell someone else a story, you told it the exact same way you heard it? That very rarely happens. How many of you have read the Bible and read the story in the context of how it applies to your life? We all do. So what makes you think that what you get out of reading the Bible means that I'm supposed to get the exact same thing from that, when the context of our lives are not similar? Do you know how the loss of my mother when she was just 37 years old may have affected my view towards God? Do you know what was going on in my life that led me to get baptized at 18? See, a lot of you would like to think that you have all the answers. All people have to do is follow your interpretation of what the Bible says and everything will be all right. Jesus had one universal message, and that was to believe in him that you might have everlasting life. And yet, even with that universal message, you got Jehovah's Witnesses and Methodists and Protestants and Catholics and Episcopalians, all pretty much saying that they follow Jesus, but doing it in a fundamentally different way. So as I've gotten older as a man and in my faith, I made the conscious decision not to get caught up in the organization of religion and actually just trying to apply the teachings of Jesus. Sure, I ain't got it nowhere near down pat. This podcast is ample proof of that. But that doesn't mean that I don't try. And it doesn't mean that my way is wrong and your way is right. Just because you call yourself a Christian doesn't mean you throw your common sense out of the window. I didn't read in the Ten Commandments that thou shalt be ignorant. And a lot of you probably trumpet your ignorance and try to use religion to justify it. There's no way that you will be able to convince me that Christ wanted you to be stupid and for you to use your stupidity to lead people to him. Accusing Freemasons of worshiping the devil is a prime example of that. There's far too much information readily available for people to still be walking around repeating that garbage. So yeah, some of you I don't like. Because, you know, you and any of you other self-proclaimed people on a mission to save souls don't recognize the futility of judging my relationship with God because it's different from yours. But I'm coming up on the next musical break. When I return, I got the weird news coming up, and we're going to wrap up the show. So stick around.
That's right, that's threats, pimp. And I'm serious about mine. I'm so sincere. Nigga, I'll kill you, I'll chop you up, put you inside the mattress like drug money, nigga.
Yeah, I done told you niggas 9-10 times stop fucking with me. I done told you niggas 9 albums stop fucking with me. I done told you niggas 9 on me stop fucking with me. You niggas must got 9 lives. Knife wonder, put that knife in you. Take a little bit of life from you. Am I frightening you? Shall I continue? I put the gun to you. I let it sing you a song. I let it hum to you. The other one sing along. Now it's a duet, and you wet when you check out the technique from the 2 texts. And I don't need 2 lips to blow this like a trumpet, you dumb shit. This is an unusual musical. I conduct it. You looking at the black Warren Buffett, so all critics conduct sick. I don't care if you see Dolores Tuckett or you Bill O'Reilly, you only riling me up. For 3 years, they had me peeing out of a cup. Now they about to free me up. What you think I'm gonna be? What? Rehabilitated, man, I still feel hatred. I'm young, black, and rich, so they wanna strip me naked. But you never had me like Christina Aguilera, but catch me down the west side driving like Halle Berry or the FDR in the seat of my car, screaming out the sunroof, death to y'all. You can't kill me, I live forever through these bars. I put the wolves on you, I put a price on your head. The whole hood'll want you. Starting to look like bread. I send them boys at you. I ain't talking about fast, nigga. Them body snatchers. Nigga, you heard what I said. I make them lay for you to 5 in the morning. Put your smarts on the side of your garment. Nigga, stop fucking with me.
Just straight lip, nigga. I'm wild. Nigga, I keep trash bags with me. Never know when you gotta dump a nigga off. This sincere. Get some sincere shit.
Room, man, I put hands on you. I dig a hole in the desert, they build the sands on you. Lay out blueprint plans on you. We rat pack niggas, let Sam tap dance on you. Then I Sinatra shot you, goddamn you. I put the boy in the box like David Blaine. Let the audience watch, it ain't a thing. Y'all wish it was front. I George Bush the button. For the oil you in your car, lift up your hood, nigga, run it. Then lift up your whole hood like you got oil you under it. Your boy got the goods, y'all don't want nothing of it. Like, cast the oil you, I cast the choy you. Change your face or the bullets change all that for you. Y'all niggas is targets, y'all garages for bullets. Please don't make me park it in your upper level. Valet a couple strays from the 38 special, nigga, God bless you. I make them lay for you to 5 in the morning. Put your smarts on the side of your garment. Nigga, stop fucking with me.
Yeah, I'm threatening you. Yeah, I'm threatening you. Who you think you dealing with? They call me Chris, nigga. I've been making threats since I've been in kindergarten, nigga. Ask about me, see if you ain't heard.
When the gun is tucked, untucked, nigga, you dies like nunchucks held by the Chet L.I. I'm the one thus meaning no one must try. No 2, no 3, no 4. Know why? Because 1's 4, 5 might blow yo high. You ain't gotta go to church, you get to know your God. It's a match made in heaven when I play the 7. Put you on the nigga news, UPN and 11. Where you been? You ain't heard. Got the word that I'm so sincere. I'm especially Joe Pesci with a friend. I will kill you, commit suicide and kill you again.
I make them lay for you to 5 in the morning. Put your smarts on the side of your garment. Nigga, stop fucking with me.
What up, motherfucker? I eat 3, motherfucker. What? Nigga, I'll throw a Molotov cocktail to your mama's house. Nigga, what's up? Where everybody live? I'm the kind of nigga take your teeth out your mouth, nigga, chew your food up and put the shit back in your mouth, nigga, to help you swallow. Nigga, I take a mop handle off, nigga, and sweep, nigga. Hold on, I'll be, nigga, what?
Didn't mean to get all religious on y'all, but that was something I just wanted to address and kind of keep it moving, because that's one topic where I feel kind of handicapped. And I'm handicapped because I got a need to make sense. And what I find out a lot of times that when you talk to devoutly religious people, they ain't about to let common sense get in the way of them damning you to hell. Matter of fact, while we speaking on common sense, it brings me to another
Spann Law.
In chapter 3, paragraph 7 of the Spann Book of Manliness, it says, "No man who is looking after his kids is permitted to say that he's babysitting. Any man caught in violation of this law is subject to having his balls removed and stepped on by his very own children." This has been your Spann Man Law update.
Spann Man Law.
Yeah, man. That's one concept I never quite understood. You can't babysit your own damn kids. You raise them. But I guess that would be too much like the right thing to do, and who the fuck wants to do the right thing nowadays? Well, let's get off into some of this weird news real quick. Iceland's penis museum gets its first human member. Wait, these motherfuckers actually had a penis museum? Alright, hold on, let me read this shit. The Icelandic Phallological Museum has a collection of hundreds of penises and penile-related bits at its location in the northern part of Iceland. Surprisingly absent from the phallic tribute to the male genitalia was a human penis. That was, of course, until the museum received the pickled penis, donated by a deceased man this past week. The Phallological Museum originally opened for business in 1974 when the foundation's curator, Signor Hjartsson, got his hands on his first penis, a bull's penis that had been made into a whip that he used to herd animals along the Icelandic countryside as a child. It was with that bull's penis whip that piqued his phallic interest, and Hjartsson would go on to amass a worldly collection of penises and penile parts, including penises from animals such as seals and bears, along with the penis bone of a Canadian walrus and the collection's greatest unit, literally, the penis of a sperm whale that measures in at 67 inches. That's how it started. I opened this museum 15 years ago with 62 specimens, Hjartsson told the Associated Press in a phone interview. Despite having a collection of penises that contained 272 specimens from over 90 different species of animals, surprisingly, the only thing missing from Hjartsson's Phallological Museum was a human penis. Paul Erison, a 95-year-old Icelander who passed away in the early part of January, gave the Icelandic Phallological Museum his very first human member, a penile donation that was 15 years in the making. If you are interested in knowing the official measurements of the donated penis, you will have to make a trip to Iceland to see for yourself, according to Hjartsson. I can't tell you that, Hjartsson said when probed about the girth and size of the donation. You'll just have to come see it. Okay. Was there really a need for a damn penis museum? I mean, isn't that kind of the reason why we have science museums and anatomy exhibits? A whole damn museum dedicated to the observation of penises? Learn something new every day. What else we got here? Woman gets fined for suing a police dog. An East Point, Michigan woman was sued by a warm police dog. Was suing a warm police dog. Was fined by a judge to pay $500 for frivolously naming the dog as a defendant, and also fined another $500 for failing to appear in court for a February hearing. Inez Starks filed a lawsuit in August against the city of Warren and several police officers in an 07 incident outside her daughter's home. During the altercation, Starks claimed that she was bitten in the buttocks by the Warren police dog. Starks said she was bitten by the German Shepherd on April 7, 2007 outside her daughter's home during a confrontation between police, her daughters, and others. Police went to the home after receiving a truancy complaint against Starks' daughter involving her daughter's child. During the visit, police found the woman's brother who had an outstanding warrant. The dog was brought in because the man started to flee. The Macomb Daily reported that Starks, who was living across the street from her daughter at the time, said she came over to complain when a fight broke out, causing the dog to attack. Starks said she was bitten on her right buttock. Starks claimed the bite caused damage to her sacroiliac nerve, impairing her ability to walk and keeping her in pain. But according to the police report of the incident, no evidence that Starks was bitten was ever found. Judge David Viviano ordered Starks to pay the $1,000 fine by April 13th or her case will be dismissed. Man, I swear, people out here these days just trying to get paid however way they can. How the hell you gonna sue the dog? What the hell you expect to happen by taking the dog to court? Mr. Fido, did you in fact bite this woman in the ass?
No, sir.
I mean, what, man? They should just sue this woman another $10,000 for doing this stupid shit. Just putting the dog's name in the lawsuit as if the dog was going to actually be able to pay that shit up. It's crazy, man. I bet you she dates motherfuckers like this, though.
Now, I'm trying to get to 62nd and North Market.
Go down there and get on the Market Franklin.
No, I'm not training. I'm walking.
All right, just walk right up Market. That street right there.
Okay, this street going this way. It's going north.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What kind of films you like to take?
Skateboarding.
Oh, skateboarding.
Yeah.
How long you been doing that?
A year.
A year. Are you a good skateboarder?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I hear you. I make movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of movies?
I make motion pictures. Space movies.
All right, what
do you like space?
Yeah, I like space.
I film in California.
Cool.
My name of my company is Bella Mafia Quackafeller Records, incorporated by Rhyme Syndicate, Three Yellow Men Trillionaire Club. You got to think big. Three trillionaires.
Yeah.
Because this is a $1 trillion industry. And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Yeah.
And you know what we gonna do?
Yeah.
And we also, we gonna go two labels. It's only gonna be two labels. And the other label is gonna be Butt Naked Wonder, Big Brother Thunder, and the Master Blaster to cut off the little boys' wee-wees, the despicable ones. But little boys can get pussy off their mind. They're going to lose their dick and nuts. And God going to make the little boys to take the pussy in the bitches, you know, with alcohol. So you're going to tell me the pain you feel when you birth your first baby.
Hell yeah.
You know, and yeah. That's something the man need to know, that the pain the woman go through when they do wrong, to feel the pain, and maybe they won't do it no more. So all you men gonna be pregnant with babies. God bless you.
Yeah,
and that's gonna
you.
And that's gonna be that's why. And that's gonna be 2009, 2010 Ben the Rat coming to the world.
Did you say Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Oh yeah.
Oklahoma, Texas, New York, Philadelphia, around the world. It's gonna be a big nut bus, a purple nut. And the purple punkinitas is coming to eat all you motherfuckers, the real monsters.
And the purple haze.
No, we're not smoking no purple haze. We eating y'all purple haze, motherfucker. And we eating y'all cocaine rock smokers. Cause it's a new rock coming to town. Purple rock cocaine. And it's not for sale, and it's taking y'all motherfucking dope smokers to the moon. Catch our vapors, you bitches, and suck our dick on camera. Boo! Boo! The funky monkeys is coming. Eat our shit and suck our dick, you hoe-ass bitches.
Oh shit. Oh shit, man. Every time I hear that shit, man, I can't do nothing but crack the fuck up, man. They gonna lose their dick and nuts. Oh shit. Let that be a lesson for you. Leave them fucking drugs alone, man. Don't do drugs. Leave that shit alone. It ain't good for you. Oh wow, man. You know what though? Before I close the show, I want to take a little time out and acknowledge those of you who've been supporting the podcast, man, downloading it, telling your friends about it. So let me shout out the places that's getting down with the Spam Report podcast, man. Special shout out to my international listeners. You know, I see y'all over there in Japan and Great Britain and Germany. I got quite a few of you from the other side of the pond over there listening. I see you. You know, as a matter of fact, y'all repping harder than my hometown of Chicago right now. Go figure. Thank you for checking out the report, man. I love it, man. Real talk. Let's see. Maryland is repping pretty heavy. New York. I see I got some more listeners across the border up in Alberta, Canada. Good looking, fam. I see you. But you know what? The South is representing hard on this map. See, I see Texas. I see Alabama, Georgia. The Carolinas is getting down. A few downloads in Florida. I see a few of you over in the West Coast representing from L.A. and the Sacramento areas. Shit, I see Nevada, Las Vegas primarily getting down. Of course, my home base of Michigan is showing some love, but I'm going to need my Michigan and my Chicago people to get with it. How y'all letting Japan out-listen y'all, and I don't even know nobody from Japan? I mean, I ain't a slight to my listeners from Japan, but I'm pretty sure if y'all been listening to this show, y'all know what I mean. But I really do appreciate you guys listening and telling your friends about the show, real talk. And right now, I'm in the process of starting to line up some interviews and whatnot, but I'm not going to tell you who they are until I get the interviews done. But I got some treats for, you know, coming up for y'all, no doubt. And I want to remind you guys again how you can get in touch with me here at the podcast and let me know what you're thinking of the show or any topics you want me to cover. You can email the show at thespampodcast@gmail.com. That's thespanpodcast, all one word, at gmail.com. You can also hit me up at the Span Report hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's 313-288-0485. And leave me a message there so I can listen to those and respond to you right here on the show. Also, you can find me on Twitter. My name is, of course, Mr. Span. That's Mr. _ Span. And, of course, you can always just go to thespanreport.com, where I'm in the middle of changing up some things so you can listen to the podcast, watch the Span TV videos, and I got some other ideas that I want to do with that, but I'm going to get that all taken care of. And I got that Android app that I'm still working on, so bear with it, brother. You know, but that's pretty much it, man. I'm going to close this right on out. And I had fun doing it. I'm sorry it took so long, but I had fun doing it, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again soon. So, until next time, fam. Peace.
And what we have here. Something great.
Everything hooks, everything works, you're a real good course. I'm a real good verse, freestyle unrehearsed, so clean, no curse. And when the song's gone, man, everything hurts, so I put it in reverse. Go back to the scene where I seen you first. Yeah, I need you to sing that single again. Play that video, I seen you a band. 100 million spins in my mind all day. Calling in requests on the line always. Yeah, the president of your fan club. Leading players all behind like a band, love.
Girl, I want you to know you out of my head.
I can't get you out now.
Girl, I want you to know, I don't even know what you need.
Wait, play, I need a minute. Like a timeout in tennis for a finish. How'd I get in this? Maybe was your hair, maybe was your flair. Maybe it's the heels and the way you wear. Maybe it's your real and the way you care. You don't care if I'm ill or a millionaire. The only thing that matters that the feeling's there. Your smile so bright it's like a grill's in there. High off life, don't need a pill in there. You're killing me, I think I need a will in here. Got me feeling real skills impaired. Hard to describe why you're still in here.
Girl, I want you to know you out of my head. Girl, I want you to know, I don't even know what you need.
But I love it.
Don't care what nobody say, 'cause I like it, girl.
Might go crazy trying to figure this out, love.
But I like it, girl. Don't even know why I feel this way, but I like it, girl.
Up in something that I can't get out of.
But we like it, girl.